What is going on, guys? Today's episode is clinical psychology versus coaching. What are the differences between both of them and how to decipher which one could be the best for you? If right now you are struggling with anxiety or health anxiety and you're considering which route should I follow more at this point in my life to get to a better state. So there are two states that each profession works with. The psychologist more so works with taking the client from a negative state to a neutral state. Not to say that some psychologists will not work on taking that client from the neutral state to a more positive state, because many psychologists out there actually provide that as well. But as the main focus, a psychologist or a mental health professional can take a client from being in an extremely negative mental state, in a very mentally ill state, to where the client cannot very much function normally, can't really go to work, can't really focus on school tasks or live their everyday life normally, without this extreme barrier that their mental health is creating in their life. As to when a client comes to a health coach, the health coach can take the client from more of a already functioning state. The client can normally go to work, normally live day to day without any extreme barriers with their mental health, but are just struggling in their overall health and wellness. And many anxiety sufferers or health anxiety sufferers have certain habits and routines and relationships with their nutrition that can very much be harming their potential when it comes to their overall wellness and state of mental being, physical being, and spiritual, emotional being. So that is where a coach can step in and very much fast track the success of an individual who is struggling with their overall health and wellness. Many times an individual can be very stressed from their profession, a relationship in their life, a lack of motivation to exercise or implement a spiritual routine that is more so like an emotional hygiene for an individual to check in with themselves and see how they are feeling, and also implement a healthier nutrition or diet practice. So a lot of people nowadays are very much bombarded with all these different diet fads, and an individual can very much be intimidated by how much information there is out there. And sometimes it's the all or nothing approach. An individual feels if they mess up one day, then they are not worthy of eating healthier. And so they lack motivation to eat healthier and have a healthier exercise routine, a better relationship with sleep. Sometimes individuals are addicted to technology and don't know how to implement a healthier routine when it comes to shutting off technology at night and getting very good rest, and seeing the impact that that can have on an individual's overall wellness and the way they feel mentally can really take an anxiety or a health anxiety sufferer from point A to point B, feeling a complete world of difference in their mental wellness, their physical wellness, and their spiritual wellness. But a coach cannot more so treat a specific illness. So I do this episode so that everyone that follows me and listens to my advice knows that I cannot treat or diagnose you or cure you from your anxiety, your health anxiety / hypochondria, but I can very much provide you with the habits, the routines, the nutrition to feel overall well-rounded and very mentally well, very physically well, with developing more discipline when it comes to implementing the healthier habits and learning how to do it in a way that doesn't feel so icky, right? Like the word discipline is like, I know sometimes we hear that word and we're like, oh, that sounds so boring, you know, like it's what my parents tried to push on me to be more disciplined and blah, 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 this and that. But it's very much so simpler than we can make it out to be when we just dedicate certain times and certain, I would say, periods of our day to implement certain habits and routines. They build up over time and they build our overall wellness, which can make us feel very well. So that was today's episode. It was very much just to disclose the difference between what a psychologist does and what a health coach does, which is my role. I am a health coach. On my page, you see the term health anxiety coach. So that means that I more so work with those who are experiencing the symptoms of anxiety and health anxiety. They may be seeing a psychologist. They may have seen one in the past and they felt maybe a disconnect with the psychologist. That is not to say that I'm here to fill the role of a psychologist, but sometimes individuals need help with their habits, routines, and their nutrition in their current life right now that will ultimately boost their overall mental wellness, their physical wellness, and lead them feeling much better in life and more capable of overcoming health anxiety or anxiety, either with the help of a psychologist side by side or after having seen one already. And that psychologist have taken them from one point to the next point, and then they believe that a coach can be a good fit after that period of time they spent with a psychologist to take them to another level of wellness when it comes to not treating them or diagnosing them of any specific mental illness. So that was today's episode, guys. I hope you gained some value from listening in on. I hope you have some clarity as to what my role is in helping you guys overcome anxiety and health anxiety in your day-to-day lives through your habits, your routines, and your nutrition. If you guys have questions, please ask them. I thrive off of questions and knowing what your struggles are so that I can create content more focused and more targeted on helping you guys specifically with what you're struggling with. So once again, it is more than my pleasure to share with you guys and help you on your journey.